the WOA FM 99 radio show. We've got a great show for you today. But before I start the show, I just hope everybody is safe and sound and self-isolating and really bored to death. Because if you're really bored, you're going to enjoy the show, so which is good for us. And all the musicians are going to be on the show because you're going to give more attention to all these wonderful songs that we've got for you today. Anyway, we kick the show off with Duncan Alex featuring Ian Davey with your song Lucky Charm. This song is very different from your regular pop songs, but you gotta listen to it. Tell me what you think. It does remind me of another song, and for the life of me, I can't remember what song it reminds me of, but I just know that I know a song that sounds just like it, all right? So Duncan Alex featuring Ian Davey kicked the show off today, followed by Screaming Zero with your song Heaven. Now, this is more our kind of stuff, which is kind of rock and kind of almost hard rock, you could say. Really good track coming in at number two today. Number three is Silvers, okay, The Silvers, Mick Orton, with his song Watch Me Now. Now, WOA was promoting Watch Me Now and the entire Rushmore album by The Silvers a lot last year. And I'm happy to say that two of their singles from that album hit the iTunes charts right up there in the top tens, and the album itself hit like number one in Mexico, if you can believe that, which is just fantastic news. But I've got some good news for you guys. Mick Orton is live with us in the studio today, so stick around to hear my interview with Mick Orton, and he's got some great information for all the fans of the Silvers. And also their animated series where they're stuck in this city where they can't get out of, which you can actually watch on YouTube. So you can do that. But Mick is going to be talking to us about his brand new live setup of the Silvers. So we've got some new band members joining us. Joining the Silvers. So stick around for that wonderful interview. And aside from Watch Me Now, we are also one of the first, actually the first radio station to play The Silvers' new lineup, brand new single. It's called Stand Up. Now, this is more like a demo version of the song, and you get to hear it first, okay, before anybody else. And so WOA FM 99 has, exclusivity for this song. I hope you like it, and best of luck to Mick Orton and his brand new setup for The Silvers. By the way, this band was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Iowa, which is another great thing. And the music is quite a lot like the Beatles. You know, it's that kind of style. Number five is Edward Larrison and Stefan S. Stefansson. As you can hear, they're probably from Scandinavia, and you're right, they are. And the song is called Up and About, and this song is one of the songs from our number one album, Goa Chill Out Zone Volume 9, which hit number one in the UK and also number 36 on the official UK charts. It was number one on the iTunes electronic album charts for many days, and then it hit number 36 on the official UK charts, which is amazing for independent musicians. And last but not least, I've got a very special song by an artist called Tim Shannon, and his band, or his production team, is called Swift Timmy. And Tim Shannon is basically an attorney in Australia, so he's a lawyer who's also a musician, and his daughter is like a prodigy. You know, she plays different instruments, a great singer. But this song is very special for Tim personally, because this relates to a very personal thing in his life. It's called New England Roses. Now, the song itself, it's not highly produced, it's more of a demo version of the song, but we are promoting this in a big way because the songwriting itself is really fantastic. It's a very well-written song, and something special that we'd like to talk about is that the guitar player on this song with Tim Shannon is the guitar player for Shania Twain. So that's fantastic. So, we have Tim Shannon joining me in the studio in a couple of weeks for a live interview, so stick around for that. This is the show for us today. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're all staying safe. All the fans who are listening in and wanting to know when the Independent Number Ones Volume 10 is going to launch, stick around for more news on that. We've kind of delayed the launch of that album because of this COVID-19. We want to, you know, we don't want the news of that album getting lost in all this terrible news that's going on around. So we're kind of delaying the launch, and we're going to release that album in a big, massive way because it is our 10th anniversary edition of this wonderful independent music album. Well, I hope you enjoy the show today, and I'll see you next week. Same time, same place. If you do have the time to check out my personal Facebook or social media pages, I will be going on live on Facebook and, you know, doing a live performance because I'm so bored. I really need to perform live and I'm missing it. So all you girls who are missing my live performances, stick around. I'm coming live on Facebook. All right, guys. Oliver Sean signing out. Ciao.
Some say the spirits in going to bed now. I'll find my way up, up to the top, and I am not going to stop. Watch me now. I can clearly hear those fateful words, but I will keep on moving forwards. I'm not going backwards. You aren't going to keep me from my plans, and it's what you don't understand now. I'm taking a stand now.
Thanks for joining us all the way from California.
Well, thanks for waking me up. It's about 9 o'clock here.
Awesome. Good. Well, I just woke up myself, so it's perfect timing. I'm on your time scale. No, I'm just kidding. People might think I sleep till like 3 in the afternoon.
Did you gig last night?
No, I didn't gig last night, but I was in the studio till like 4 in the morning. So, you know, so if I did sleep till 3, I had every reason to do it.
Exactly. You earned it.
I earned it, man. So tell me, Mick, I've been hearing news about you getting ready to, you know, do live gigs across California, San Francisco. Is that true?
That is true. Put together a live band. You know, up to this point, we'd been a studio band.
Correct.
So we did everything, you know, pretty much it was Tom and I write the music, and then Drew and I would record all the vocals and instrumentation.
Right.
And so I got to thinking, people kept asking, when are you going to play out? When are you going to play out? So I put together, I put up an ad and found a couple guys.
Yeah.
Steve Frack is down in Marinwood, which is real close to here. And then we got Dane Bedford Pugh. He's on guitar. He's actually one of your guys. He's from London.
Okay.
And he lives here now. Cool. And he's in my town. And then we have Carl Up the Grove, if you can believe that last name. Up the Grove.
Cool.
Is on drums. And we're working on a live set, but also we sidelined that for a second to do, we're going to cut a single, probably a vinyl, front and back, mm-hmm. two songs. So we're recording that next Saturday the 28th. So
okay, so the single, is it going to be with your live setup or with your recording setup?
Well, it'll be recorded with the live band.
Oh, nice. But written yeah. by you and the live band, or by you and the original Silvers?
Written by me and Tom Kelly.
Okay.
Who's back in Wisconsin. He's the original Silver, but he's just too far away to play. So
correct.
He and I work on the music, and then we give it to the band, and then the band cool. rehearses and learns and adds parts and
excellent.
Does changes. You know how that goes.
Yeah, of course. And
so I've invited the other guys to write, but nobody seems motivated yet. But that could change.
Cool. Well, not all musicians are writers. You know, some are just really good with their instruments. So you should just leave
exactly.
them to that. Yeah, absolutely. And the thing with your fans on our show is they were always intrigued about the fact that you guys were set up in different parts of America, you know, and y'all were not together, and y'all were still a band, you know. So now they're going to finally see a different setup, which is kind of cool. So we're looking forward to that live recording thing that you're going to do. That'll be great.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. We, you know, it got so hard to get everybody on the same page,
yeah.
trading stuff back and forth across the
correct.
United States, that we decided to, you know, and then plus it gives us a chance to play live,
yeah,
small venues. So we get to play some small venues.
So are you going to do, are you going to do only covers or, only originals, or are you going to mix it up with covers?
For live music, we're going to do some covers. We've decided,
nice.
You know, because people here aren't as familiar with our stuff as people that listen on the internet.
Right.
So what we do is probably learn a few. Well, we probably already know them, but, you know, rehearse them as far as maybe a few Beatles tunes and a few other things that we, you know, Creedence Clearwater. I don't know.
That was my next question, actually. So are you going to kind of, your covers, you're going to do stuff which is similar to your style?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we want to get people, you know, into it and then start throwing our live stuff at it. The band that I was in before this, Silver Laughter, that's what we used to do. We would do, we were inducted, I think I told you, into the Iowa
yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
yeah.
for 2014. And when we did our concert, we started with a couple Beatles tunes, went into our stuff, and then ended with a Beatles tune. So mainly because we did Beatles set when we were playing back then. So.
But your music is still very Beatlesque, I should say.
Well, that's what I keep hearing. We spent a week in Puerto Vallarta last week, and friends of ours, and they played all of our albums
yeah.
on their Apple setup.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had Apple Music playing the Silvers in Puerto Vallarta, and so I don't know how many fans we converted, but we'll see.
Nice, that's very good. So, are you guys also working on a new album with the original Silvers lineup?
No, the new album will be with the new Silvers lineup.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay.
Yeah, we've got to put everything aside to work with this, because you know how there's only so much time in a day.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. But Tom Kelly is going to be part of the writing setup for your live setup as well, correct?
Yeah, he'll always be part of my writing setup.
Got
as
it.
Far as you know, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Super.
He helps with lyrics. That's my.
That's your main
that's
thing.
My
yeah,
job.
Of course. Yeah.
yeah.
And
I ain't got no words.
and what's happening with your wonderful cartoon series on YouTube? Your animated series, I should say.
Okay, yeah, we did the 4 episodes of Silver Surf City, where the band.
Yeah,
is
I love that.
On.
By the way, just so you know, I just really love it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're stuck on the island with the talking fish and animals.
Yeah.
Then what we did last, when we released Watch Me Now,
yeah.
the new single.
Which hit the iTunes charts, right?
Yeah, it
yeah,
did, yeah.
Awesome.
And thanks for the help from you guys.
Oh, man, you're welcome. Yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah,
I really like it.
Well, what we did was we knew we'd have to have an animated video with that one. So we took some clips from old videos and kind of consolidated them into Watch Me Now.
Excellent.
So that video is not. It, there's a couple new scenes in there, but most of it is clips from all other animated adventures on the YouTube channel.
So that video is out already? The Watch Me Now one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been out for about a month or so, yeah.
Oh, you know what we'll do is today on the show, I'm gonna put a link in the podcast version of the show so that people can go check that video out.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
Because that was your recent iTunes hit, wasn't it? So, you know, people should really check it out.
Correct, yeah, it's been up about a month.
Great. And have you got any sort of demos already with your live setup, your new single?
I have 14 songs written demoed that I've given to the guys to rehearse on. But like I say, we're working on the first two.
Okay.
And it's a little slower process when I don't get the producer involved.
Okay. Yeah, of course. And have you got any gigs lined up? Are you scheduled for any shows that we can announce?
No, not yet.
Okay. And any plans? Like, do you know when?
Well, we're looking at probably summer.
Okay. And you're only performing in California?
Right now, yes.
Okay. And so you'll be looking for gigs outside California as well?
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
What we want to do is, because we haven't been together that long, we want to get our chops down so we sound really tight.
Yeah.
And then play some little venues around here.
Cool.
Make sure that, you know, we're doing the right thing, the right way, and then we'll go out and...
Super. I'm really excited for you guys that you'll hit the iTunes. And now this is your second single from that Rushmore album that hit the iTunes charts.
Correct. Yes. The first one we released was Blame It On Love, which is also an animated video up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. And Blame It On Love was also on the iTunes charts, correct?
Correct, yes, yes. It was way up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't recall the exact numbers, but it was pretty high.
And also the album, I think Rushmore, the entire album, I think hit somewhere in Mexico or something. You were like in the album charts, number one and all that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's bloody awesome, man. So I'm really, really looking forward to your next album because that's going to be, you know, after all these number ones, you better have something up there. Because people are going to expect something really awesome, even more awesome, if you know what I mean.
I do.
I know from past experience, you know, when you get a big hit, especially if it's your first, like with me, my first debut album got a lot of awards and all of that. And then after that, it was so much of pressure, you know, because everyone's expecting it to be even better. And you don't know what to do, and you're like, "Oh my God, I hope people like it." So it's quite a pressure situation, I should say.
Well, what happens for me is, you know, these tunes come into my head, and I work on them, and then Tom and I work on the lyrics, and then, you know, I don't know if they're in the same genre or not, but it you know, if it's a gift and it's coming to me, it's like I got to write it, you know.
Absolutely.
You feel the same way. It evolved to the point where everybody likes the new stuff just as well.
Yeah, I know. You know, that's what as songwriters, we just write what comes to mind, you know, to our hearts. We just need to write it. And the fact that maybe the previous stuff hit the charts was great. You know, people loved it. Fantastic. But we don't write manufactured music, which is the most important thing. Our things, they come from the heart. So whether people like it or not, it just depends, you know, if the song connects with people, really.
Yeah, well, we hope, you know, there's some really nice tunes in there. I put it in my, the demos, I put the CD of the demos in my car and I'd ride around listen to them, trying to decide what order they should be in and stuff. But I think they all work pretty well. Once we get the band into them, I think they'll actually improve.
And your band setup, is it the same like your recording setup? Same instrumentation is what I mean. Your bass, drums.
I don't know if you've noticed, but on past recordings, there's been a lot of instrumentation, like violins and horns, and we probably won't have that. This new album is going to be called Back to Basics.
Cool.
We're kind of a bar band.
So four instruments.
Four instruments right now. We might add some keyboards. Steve plays keyboards and he plays accordion.
Oh wow!
And so we might put some accordion in there too.
Cool.
And we might do some other instrumentation, but we're just not sure yet. We don't have a quote unquote producer yet.
Right.
We'll take all the tracks and then put them together. So
super. Okay, let's put this in order then, so that everybody knows the musicians now. The brand new Silvers lineup. So we've got Mick Orton on
bass and vocals, guitar.
Okay.
We got Steve Farrakk on guitar, accordion, keyboards, and vocals.
Awesome. And then
Dane Bedford Pugh is the London fella.
Yes.
So we love listening to him. He sounds a lot like you, you know.
Okay.
He plays guitar and does vocals.
Okay.
And we have Carl Up the Grove is our drummer.
You know what? He's going to get famous, you know, with that name.
Well, that's a great name, isn't it?
It's amazing. Yeah. Up the Grove.
We should all change our names to Up the Grove, yeah.
Imagine if his address was Up the Grove, you know.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, it's so original.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking forward to seeing. Mick, which part of California are you guys based? You always tell me and I keep forgetting.
We're north of San Francisco, so we're actually close to a city called Novato. Right. Novato, N-O-V-A-T-O.
Yeah.
People usually confuse us with Nevada, N-E-V-A-T-O.
Oh, Nevada, of course. Yeah, that's different. Yeah, of course. Cool. So next time I'm in California, maybe I can come have a look at you guys, you know, playing live in a pub somewhere.
Absolutely. We should be live by then, yes.
And any new kind of links to music or websites, or is it all the same stuff again?
Same stuff. Yeah. Anytime you go to my dog,
yeah.
Bo, my pal Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Facebook/ The Silvers Music.
Yeah.
YouTube.com, The Silvers Music.
Super.
Twitter, you know, The Silvers Music. You'll
cool.
find us.
Cool.
If you want to go and find our videos on YouTube, you search Silvers Surf City.
Surf City.
And all the videos will come up.
You know, I'm so glad that you guys found that tag, you know, The Silvers Music, and you stuck with it across all your social media, because a lot of musicians, independent musicians, they have different tags for every social media. And it's difficult for fans, you know. They can't really find the right artist.
Right, right. Yeah, we... I'm a Capricorn, so
okay.
I'm kind of nerdy that way.
Hey, know? Capricorn, so did you just finish your birthday?
December 28th.
Oh, cool, cool, nice.
Yeah, we won't talk about which one it was.
All right.
Forever young.
Forever young, man. 18 till I die. That's one of my favorites, 18 till I die, Bryan Adams. You know.
Exactly, yeah. That's kind of why we did the animated series, so that we'd stay young, be handsome and skinny and never get old, you know.
Super. By the way, you know, this year, we'd be calling it the Year of the Independent Musician. By WA, you know, W Entertainment, all over the world. We're kind of promoting 2020 to be the year of the independent musician. So we're also going to be choosing a few different artists from our WA FM 99 radio show to kind of award them with different awards for best being, you know, top independent musician in a certain genre or whatever. So we're hoping the Silvers is going to be part of it, you know. So fingers crossed.
All right.
Yeah, so keeping that in mind, which song would you want us to put on the show today?
Well, I think the new single, Watch Me Now.
Watch Me Now, okay. Yeah, you know, that one's going to go on anyways because that's your chart single. But is there anyone else that, you know, people you'd like people to hear? Because I know from experience, you know, we have some great songs in the album that many fans never listen to. Because it's kind of the single, you know, kind of way now. Everybody just wants to listen to singles, you know. And
right.
They don't really download the entire album and listen to all the songs, which is a shame because they lose out on a lot of great music. So this is a way for us to kind of put in one of your album songs that is not released as a single, but people ought to listen to it because it...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Since you said that, one of my favorite songs on the album is... Have a Little Faith.
Have a Little Faith. Cool. I think I've heard that song. It's quite nice.
It's a really, really nice one, yeah. And it's one of my favorites. My sister's favorite on that album, and she's a musician as well, so
right.
she would know.
So what's your favorite thing about that song? Is it the lyrics? Is it the composition? Is it the overall feel? What's your favorite part of that song?
Well, I like the harmonies.
Okay.
And we're actually including this in our live set.
So oh, really?
It's cool. One of those songs that, you know, you go, you know, it didn't quite get the single status, but I think it's worthy of being heard.
Okay.
It's very positive. I like the lyrics. I like the harmonies.
What made
I like
you,
the instrumentation.
What made you write that song? Like, what's the concept of that song?
You know, I forget. It's kind of, sometimes I start with a little line, like blame it on love.
Yeah.
Or it could be any number of things, and then I develop it from there. Watch Out was one of those from our play album.
Right.
So, you know, Watch Out, Love's Going to Get You. I thought, well, that's a great, great catch. You know?
Yeah.
Have a little faith. Gosh. I don't really remember, to be honest with you. It's just kind of fell together.
Cool. What's the overall concept? As in, what are the lyrics based upon? Is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Well, good question. It's sort of about having faith that things are going to work out.
Okay. So it's general. Be positive.
We live kind of in a negative world in a way, and so the idea is to get a positive vibe out there to say, have a little faith, things are going to work out.
Oh, no, see, that's what I wanted to know. So it's about giving people a positive kind of a feel. Be positive.
Exactly.
Yeah, super.
Exactly.
Super. So we're gonna add Have a Little Faith today. There's another song I know which is quite similar to Have a Little Faith. I can't get it. It's like a reggae song. I don't know which one I'm talking about. Maybe I'm thinking about your song right now.
There are many songs.
It's got the same kind of structure, you know, I Have a Little Faith kind of thing.
But it's reggae.
I think it's reggae, yeah. I don't know why this comes to mind. I just felt like I know this song so well. And, anyway,
well,
so we're gonna put this song and make this song the well-known track now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Let's get everybody singing Have a Little Faith.
Yeah, Have a Little Faith.
Yeah, you never know. You know, once you get on the show, you know, it might hit the charts or whatever. You never know. Oh, by the way, talking about the charts, you're also scheduled to be on our Independent Number Ones Volume 10, aren't you?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think you are, if I'm not mistaken, because this is our 10th anniversary album. You know, and it's just right that we should have some of the WOA artists who have hit the charts on that album. So I'm really hoping that the Silvers are part of it. If you're not, I'm going to see that you are part of it. And
okay.
We should have one of your number one songs or the top 10 songs on that album. Because I can guarantee you one thing, you know, our last Goa Chill Out Zone hit number one in the UK. On the electronic album charts. And that was after a long time that the Goa Chill Out Zone was released. And people really, really were, you know, got behind the album because of the kind of promotions and kind of artists that we put on it and the songs. But Independent Number Ones being the 10th anniversary album and being the year of the independent musician, we think this album's really going to hit right up there. You know, it's going to make a big, big noise. And we're also keeping our fingers crossed for getting the support from our Grammy voter friends. So let's see what happens.
Ah,
yeah, and
okay.
And we gotta have the Silvers on that album, you know. So fingers crossed, we're gonna get you one of your
when
songs.
When is the release date?
Oh, it's supposed to be this month, but you never know. It could be April,
yeah.
You know, Easter.
Know.
We're just waiting for Lent to get over because, you know, it's just happy times after Easter. So summer is just coming in. So I think that might be a good time to kind of launch it. So it all depends on the record label and their distribution plans. So.
Well, you know, we've been doing an album a year,
yep.
14 songs, and then every 6 months, I'm sorry, every year, and then 6 months later, every year, we've been doing an EP.
Oh, yeah.
Six to eight songs.
Okay.
So on Christmas, there was supposed to be an album coming out, or an EP coming out called Change of Seasons, which was a compilation of all our Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
Six of our Christmas songs. And they didn't send it, there was a production cock up.
Oh, damn.
And it didn't come out till the day after Christmas.
So oh, man, that's terrible.
Missed that window, yeah. So,
but
anyway.
But can't you relaunch it for this Christmas now that everything's done?
probably will, yeah.
Yeah, you should, because obviously since it was ready after Christmas, you know, people don't really remember that because they didn't really get pushed. So it'd be a perfect time to launch it, like, end of September.
That's probably what we'll do.
Yep, and WOA is going to be there to support it, guaranteed.
All right.
All right. Mick, it was great having you on the show again, my friend.
Well, thanks for thinking of me. I'm glad we could hook up.
And of course, yeah.
I'm glad I got Skype to work.
You know what? Your last interview was over the phone, and the quality wasn't as good. I wasn't happy with the quality. So this time, I'm so glad that it's been on Skype, because the interview is going to sound really good on the show.
All right, and let me say really quickly that I listen to your show, and you have some really good artists on there. I really am enjoying your podcast.
Oh, great! Thanks, man. Thanks, and we look for the best independent musicians from around the world. And I would love to say that I am saying that the Silvers are one of those.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely, and Mick, I'm looking forward to seeing you soon in California.
All right.
All right, my friend. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Mick. Cheers.
It seems the walls are so close. Looks like there's no way around. It feels so helpless right now, but there's a way out of found. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Show them that you're proud. Let go.
and it really makes me cry. I know this work just must be done, but I sometimes wonder why. So I'm sitting in this big glass tower, halfway up the winter sky, longing for your smile and wishing I could fly. I need to breathe clean country air as the morning starts to rise. I need to hear the curlew's call as the moon sails through the skies. But this empty I long for you much more than I can say. So I will be home soon when the New England roses bloom and the mountain breeze blows. I'm leaving the city soon when the New England roses bloom, and this time I'll be coming back to stay. I wanna hold your hand in mine where the beat as I walk along those dusty roads, then I know my heart will sing as I smell New England roses in the spring. So I will be home soon when the New England roses bloom and the mountain breeze blows all my cares away. Yes, I'm leaving this city soon when the New England roses bloom, and this time I'm coming.